My name is Vanessa Winchester, and I'm also a researcher at the School of Geography. This part of the trail is about lichens. Part algae, part fungi, not to be confused with moss, lichens pattern the landscape in multicoloured mosaics, growing almost unnoticed wherever there is moisture and light and not too much abrasion or pollution. I even had some on my old Morris Minor van, but their more usual habitats are rocks, trees and soil, which they cover with forms ranging from powdery smears and crusts to minute stems, leafy patches or hairy tufts. The jury is still out as to whether lichens damage or protect stones. The answer probably is that some species do, on some stone types. Obviously, where a lichen has lost its centre and the exposed bare stone beneath is crumbling, damage has occurred. Alternatively, if a lichen-covered surface is raised above its adjacent surface, protection may be the case. Keep your eyes open for this as you walk the trail. Around St. Mary Magdalene Church, the base of the tower, which dates to the first half of the 16th century, there is a projecting ledge of much eroded stone, almost entirely covered with moss and little lichens, orange, yellow, pale grey, black and green, that look as if they're down on their luck, probably due, in part at least, to rainwash from the soot above. All lichens are very fussy about where and on what they grow, and the tolerance of different species to known air pollution levels has been widely used as an indicator of air quality. In Oxford city centre, the lichens tell us that, despite reductions in soot, an increase in nitrous oxide from car exhausts has replaced one form of pollution with another. Hence, levels of moderate air pollution have changed little since the 1970s, when the first lichen pollution zone scale was developed. The dating of stone surfaces is another much wider use of lichens. This relies on establishing lichen growth rates, a technique called lichenometry. The theory is, if you know a lichen's growth rate, its size can provide an exposure date for the stone. For example, lichens have been used to investigate glacier retreat rates, old debris flows, rock falls, and even earthquake faults, showing how fast, and often catastrophically, the landscape is changing. So, next time you look at a lichen, reflect on what an amazingly useful little organism it is.
You have reached the end of this stop. Now make your way left onto Broad Street, where you can find Trinity College, the Museum of the History of Science, and the Sheldonian Theatre, where you started the tour.